Welcome to season 3 of the Salon Professional Podcast. Thank you so much for joining us today. And if you love this episode, please be sure to kindly leave us a review. Hey, everybody. Welcome to the Salon Professional Podcast. I am joined again by one of our favorites, Miss Lori Obazinski. I did it again. I feel like so proud of myself when I say it correctly. I'm so happy to have you here. We've recorded some really great episodes that are so helpful to salons. And today we are going to talk about how to communicate your way to success. So thank you again for joining us.
Hey, thank you. And
Lori comes from Rosie Salon Software also. That is our partner as Evolve Salon Software. So I want to talk about how we can communicate our way to success without being like overbearing, like, because I think there's this whole, like, I don't want to communicate too much because people are inundated right now with emails and texts, and there's sort of like an information overload. So let's like talk about what features we have and then sort of that sweet spot, what's the right amount of communication to have.
Yep, for sure. I think one of the things to remember though, too, is that we all know that there's a growing amount of salons everywhere in everybody's neighborhood. So there's always a new salon somewhere. There's always a competing salon somewhere. And so just by having communication with your clients in between their services that they're coming in for is just keeping them engaged and in touch with you and your business and your team. And it helps to prevent them from wandering into one of those new salons, you know, in the neighborhood. So it's just making sure that you, as their stylist or as their salon that they visit, is staying in front of their mind.
I think it's great too for like sales and promotions. And so, you know, you don't get the FOMO of like, I missed your last sale. I'm so mad kind of thing. So I think that's really important. So tell me the ways that we can communicate using our incredible Evolve Salon software powered by Rosie.
Yeah. So Rosie, which also Evolve Salon software, has a partnership with Salon Interactive. So Salon Interactive is built directly into our software. And so within Salon Interactive and Rosie, those features that we have to communicate with your clients in between those visits, you can do things like setting up their appointment. So all of the communication from as soon as they create an appointment, whether they set up the appointment in the salon or if they create an online profile and schedule there, the client will automatically get an email itinerary for their upcoming appointment. So they schedule it, they automatically get that itinerary sent to them. You can set things up for text message reminders. So they'll get that reminder a few hours before they're due in for the appointment. They can also get a text message confirmation that they can get one or two days ahead of time. And that's up to the salon to decide how far in advance they want to set that up. So if they want it 24 hours, 72 hours ahead of time, that's up to them to customize that and decide what they want that to look like. So they'll get the itinerary, a couple text messages. They can set that up as an email reminder as well. And it really removes the need for a manual or a receptionist to sit at the front desk and make phone calls all day long, because I mean, there's so many other things that we could have them doing in the salon, like engaging the clients that are actually in the chairs right now or helping to sell product or to, you know, whatever else is in the salon.
Social media, just making sure, you know, more of a coordinator position. Now, do clients have to opt in for the text part of that?
Yeah, so there is options in Rosie and Evolve Salon software that they opt in for the text and email marketing. Okay. So you will want to select that in there. And then once they're opted in, they're forever opted in, unless for whatever reason they unsubscribe or they want to be removed from it, then you can send those out to them.
I personally love getting those reminders. So my salon does use the Evolve Salon software and I love getting the reminders. And then I love when I can just check in like 15 minutes before my appointment. They'll invite me into the lobby and let me know I can come. And if I just click that button, I'm checked in. I don't have to go up to the desk.
Yeah, so I need those reminders.
I love the reminders.
I think we're all so busy now. Yeah. And, you know, we are working so fast and just a lot of things going on in life that sometimes we need that reminder just a few hours ahead of time. But I think what you were talking about, are they using curbside check-in? So that's another feature that we have is they can use a curbside check-in where the client will then text the salon a few minutes before they arrive or once they pull into the parking lot and say, I'm here. So for those salons that maybe are not keeping their lobbies open right now, but you know, let us know when you've arrived. And then when your stylist is ready for you, we'll invite you in. And so that's a really good option too. That way you don't have a lot of clients that are just standing around in your waiting area, unless you have a retail experience and there may be
It's set up that every time before I go in, 15 minutes before, they invite me in. And it's not about the stylist being ready. I think it's to invite me in to shop.
Yeah.
Waiting area. And I think it also, it gives that check-in too. Mm-hmm. It's the check-in. So as a client of that salon, do I have to opt in to get those texts or is that just part of the soft built in as part of the software?
So it is built in, but to send out text messages, the client does have to opt in. Yes.
Okay, by just saying to the stylist, here's my cell phone number, and they would just check something off within the profile?
So you can set something up, say it's going to be for social media, and they can just create, so you could say, you could post an image of whatever you wanted, a beautiful hair picture, and say, text haircut to this number to receive our upcoming promotions, and that opts them in.
Okay.
And that's one example.
So are we talking about two different things? Because there's text message marketing and then there's sort of like your text reminder. So those two separate things? Are those two separate?
So to send out any text messages to them, they have to be opted in to receive the text message. But if they're receiving that text message for the reminder, they can receive the marketing.
Okay, perfect. Perfect. Okay. We've got text messaging offered for reminders, inviting them into the lobby. And then we have text message marketing where you can actually share your promotions or news or anything that you want. And your clients will opt in for that.
Yes. So a really good time to use those is if you're changing your business hours or if you're expanding, if you're doing any type of like Black Friday specials or New Year special or promotions, and you can let them know anything outside of your normal business hours or what your normal menu looks like. You can promote that. You can promote that through text message or through emails. We know that emails tend to have a higher open rate than text messages, but it's also just knowing who your clients are and which ways they like to communicate and how they, you know, maybe not everybody's looking at their emails all day long, but they're definitely have their phones in their pocket or in their bag or their purse or at their desk where they may see that quicker. So you could definitely communicate your promotions. You can communicate last minute openings. If you have any open appointments times on your schedule, you can send that out and try to, you can attach your online client scheduling link on there for them to schedule right online. So yeah, there's a lot of different ways that you can promote that, both email and text.
Yeah, I love that. And then if also like you could maybe text over some product recommendations. I think any sort of like news happening in your salon that would affect that client in a positive way, right? So if it's like, hey, we're having a huge promotion on your favorite curl product, because I do believe you can segment things too within, you can choose certain clients to send out messages to. So I think people enjoy that kind of stuff and they like knowing about it. And then I also think it keeps you top of mind. So even if they're not participating in a certain promotion, they're maybe getting a little ping like, oh, I need to go, you know, get my appointment in. Or maybe you're introducing a new service. Or maybe you just want to highlight, hey, we're getting into pedicure season. Don't forget your, you know, don't leave your feet unattended too. Right? How about don't have skanky feet? I think
that is my point. There it is. People feel special when you send something out like that to them, especially if you have it, you know, you can have it addressed to their name. So I could say, hey, Lisa, don't have skanky feet this summer.
Come I'm about to show you my feet. That is not happening. Okay,
so that's funny. And they could send that out. The other really great thing about doing that's more your target marketing, right? And so through that Salon Interactive feature, they can target that filtered list of what clients am I going to send this message out to. So I could say, give me a list of clients who were in 3 months ago, who haven't been back in yet, who got a haircut service, but have not gotten their color service. And maybe I want to do a spring color promotion where it's like, come in for your spring service or come and get your spring highlights, get your color refreshed or whatnot you haven't had done. So now I know, unless that these clients went somewhere else, I know that they haven't been back to my salon to get that color service yet, that they're probably ready. And everybody likes to change and freshen up for spring. So there's no better time. Also within that feature, you can have it addressed to their name. So you can select that filter where it will say, hey, Lisa, this is our spring special. And we see that you haven't been back in yet for your color.
You see your stanky feet. please come back. We'd like to see you in the salon.
Yeah. And here's our online scheduling link. So click the link and pick a time that works for you.
I love that. And I think also it's a great opportunity for anyone that hasn't come back. Like you just said, like, hey, we miss you. We haven't seen you. Click, you know, and have, you know, you could segment that audience. So I think the most important part is this all sounds good when people hear about it. It's actually taking action and implementing it. And I want you to be super real with me. Like if somebody's like, you know what, I want to start actively doing text message marketing, what would be the best like practices and flow? Like, would you like write out a bunch that you want to have for like the next few months? And then can you schedule them?
So I would suggest just if it's something that you're not currently doing, I wouldn't say plan out the whole year or plan out the next couple of months. I would say just pick one. Just pick one that you want to do, because you're going to want to learn how your clients react to it. You're going to want to pay attention to, you know, are they coming in and scheduling from it? Did it work? So I would say whatever your first up and coming promotion is, or if you just want to test something out, say on Mondays, you are generally slower in the mornings, right? So maybe you want to do a blowout special on Mondays and Monday mornings. Maybe do something just for that specifically and try to see how that works, and then move on to something else before you start laying out your next couple months. So that way you can really gauge how it's working, what service providers it's working for. Maybe you have spa and it's spa services that are getting that attention a little bit more than hair services, or seasonally. So right now, definitely those nail services, pedicures, people want to go back in. Sandal season is coming up, hopefully. And so people may want to come in and do those. So I would say like just start with the first one.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I think you need to pick a few and like sort of test it out to see what works. I love that. And I also think, is there also a feature for like a hat? Can you like have an automatic text for birthdays go out?
Yeah, birthdays, anniversaries.
I would set that like I would be like, happy birthday, enjoy, and have an offer for them to come in that month. For their birthday month to enjoy a special. Like if you're going to start with anything, start there. Also, I love the anniversary. Like you've been our guest for 5 years. We appreciate you so much. Come enjoy a free shampoo or I don't know, something. So I would really start with those two and then a promotion and like get that in your system. Because you got to test it out and see what's working. And who doesn't love getting a happy birthday message? Special. So how do they go in and set this up? Like just we're so, doing a quick walkthrough.
And those are all automated emails, right? So say it's you want to do a birthday email for somebody, for everybody that has birthdays in April. So you're going to go into your Salon Interactive tab. You're going to set up the automated marketing. You can use a pre-made template. So one that's already created, and then you can edit it with your header and your footer and your logo and their name. Or you can create it all from scratch. Maybe you want to have a team photo in the email of your salon and the salon team, or a birthday cake, whichever you want. You can do either way you want. Then you're going to set it up for anybody that has a birthday during that month. And then that email will go out. You can create a promotion in there. And so it could say, you know, 10% off any products for the month, or
like mention or, this email.
Yeah, to get a free service that you've never had done before, whatever gift you want to give.
Like a free treatment for your birthday month, but you have to use it during the birthday month. Can this also be a text message, or is this just specific to an email?
It can be a text message also. Perfect. Yes. And so those will, the hardest part, which none of this really is hard, but the hardest part is just setting it up, because it's automated. So once you set it up for the first time, it will just repeat for you. So you just have to decide when, who, and how much you want it to go out, like what promotion you're offering, who you're sending it out to. And then it will go out on its own, and you don't have to do anything else. For things like mass emails, if you wanted to say, hey, we're having a spring promotion, we have these spring products, or mani, get a free nail polish with any mani pedi, whatever, then you can set up that mass email and you could say, I want to send this out to all of my clients. And this is the template that I want to use, or you want to design it yourself. And then you select all of your clients of just, I just want to invite everybody in. Or it could be the segmented customer list where it's maybe just anybody who regularly gets that service that you want to offer it to.
Yeah. Right. Yep. Now, just so we're talking about two different, we've got email marketing, we've got text message, all that stuff you were just describing. Are we still able to do that same thing with text messaging?
Yes.
Awesome. So I love this. So I would make sure happy birthdays. There's nothing nicer than opening your phone and seeing a beautiful happy birthday or happy anniversary, you know, that kind of thing. And you just give them a little gift and it means so much. And to me, that's the ultimate communicating your way to success. That mm-hmm. is the ultimate. Give them that birthday month, that anniversary month to enjoy their gift.
Yeah.
And it could be like, maybe if they come in the salon and get a gift, or they get a free blowout, or just something to say thank you, because I mean, our clients are our lifeline, right?
Yeah. Client appreciation is huge. Also, this can work really well if you have referral programs set up in place, because if your current customer refers a friend or family, somebody that comes in to see you, you want to also thank them for sending you a new client. So this can work that way also.
Absolutely. So describe how that would work.
So you could set up a referral program. So when the new customer comes in, whoever creates that new client profile for them would ask them, did somebody refer you? Yes. Yes, Lisa referred me to the salon. So when I'm setting up that profile, I'm going to select your name as the person that referred them. So then I can pull a referral report and find out that you referred her, and I can send you either a text or an email and say, thank you for referring this new client. Please receive $10 off your next service when you come in.
Love it. So I have a salon that I'm working with, and they're using how we can use the, you know, the points, you know, so what they're doing is they get like 1,000 points for every referral, which translates into some like $20 or something cool like that. So you're saying, in addition to that, send them the message like, hey, you just earned $20 for, you know, send more friends our way. Cause the hardest part about a referral program is, yeah, you're like, I have a referral program and I want you to send people, but you've got to tell people how to send them to you. And then you have to really make it a great reward. So,
and reward them. Yeah, for sure.
I love that. You guys get in this system and do this. Get this text message marketing and email marketing going. Like, you cannot lose with this. Like, this is really important. I get messages all day long. I'll opt into something like Bed Bath & Beyond. They must send me 50% off like 5 times a week. It never annoys me. I just laugh. Like, I'm like, you know what I mean? So like, I don't think it's bothering people. So I don't think we have to worry about that. And I don't think we're going to like inundate them, but make it important. Like, and you know, maybe it's twice a month you're sending some kind of meaningful communication out via text.
Yeah. Well, and finding out what they really want to know about, you know, and keep it interesting for them. And if you're providing the things that they want and they enjoy coming in for your services, and if your promotions do really well, they obviously like them. So they want to know more about them, but people want to know about them in advance, you know, they need to plan for it or whatnot. So yeah, sharing that out in an email, a text or a newsletter or whatever. There's one other thing that I think is really awesome that we have within the communication, and it happens after the service. Mm-hmm. So obviously we want to sell our retail products in the salon. There's always going to be a couple of those clients that walk away and say, no, thank you at the time. And they leave the
salon. 8 out of 10 clients walk away.
There's a few that happens. And so it is on us if we let them walk out and just don't do anything else after that. So we want to follow back up with them. So one of the things you can do, again, through this Salon Interactive tool, is you can send out product recommendations afterwards. So what that would look like is, say I'm the stylist and at the end of my day, I can go into that Salon Interactive tab. I can find out which one of my, I know which clients did not purchase retail from me for the day. I can send them an email and say, hey, thank you for coming in and letting me do your hair for you today. It was my pleasure. I understand that you didn't buy your products while you were in the salon today, but I did recommend, you know, the Kevin Murphy crystal clear blonde, you know, shampoo and conditioner for you. And you can purchase it here on my online e-commerce store when you're ready, and give them the link to your e-commerce store.
And also what I love about it is it builds the cart. So they can go into this cart and remove it. And I heard from the little birdie over at Salon Interactive that we're going to now be able to customize those messages, because right now it's sort of a generic message. It's fine. Yeah. It's like, hey, thank you for coming in today. But now you'll be able to personalize it. And yeah. I also think it's going to be coming via text too. So I heard there's some new features being added to that. So pretty exciting. And what a great opportunity, because maybe it wasn't in my budget today to buy those, you know, three products, because I spent on my hair and different things. But then when they get that message and they have that cart built for them, they can go back and say, you know what, I really liked how my hair felt. I'd like to at least get, you know, the hairspray or whatever, you know, kind of product. And when you do that recommendation, it builds their cart for them, which is awesome. And they can add or remove anything from the cart.
Yes.
And, I think just it's not overbearing. And especially if you're a stylist that just doesn't feel very salesy or feel like your sales are up to par, this is an opportunity to get them there. So
yeah. Exciting. Well, it's also, that is a great, you know, you talk about salesy. It's also a great way to say, I'm not trying to just be salesy and just sell you something, but I do care about you and your hair and the integrity and the service that we just did. And I want you to protect it at home and use what I recommend. So even though you didn't buy it here, here's what I want to do to use. And it keeps that product in front of them again. So instead of them going off to, you know, a local drugstore or Target or wherever, they can buy it from you and they're still supporting your business.
Yeah, like I bought luggage from this company and they text me all the time. And I'm like, I just spent so much money with you. Like, oh my God, they want more. And I look at the stuff, I'm like, oh, that's cute. Like,
yeah.
You know, like, so I don't think it bothers people. It's just a nice way to stay in communication and things like that. So to recap, communicating our way to success, we are going to use email marketing, text message marketing, and product recommendations. And we're going to look at that in a way of really inviting our guests to shop with us, enjoy promotions, and then also to say, happy birthday, happy anniversary, and keep that connection. We want to keep connection. That's the most important thing. And I think that's a really lovely way to say thank you to your guests, right? I think that's
absolutely
really
nice. Yeah. And keeps them thinking about you in between 6 to 8 weeks of service.
And all of this stuff is right built within the software. And what's great about that is we have the knowledge base. We have your account manager that can help you with it. We want to make it easy for you. So you can literally walk through it. It's really easy. But if you need a little handholding, which sometimes I need a little handholding, we're here to support you. And you just, you click within your software and can't you like open a chat and ask questions?
Yeah. So you can actually, if you go to our website, so getrosie.com, there's a chat box there. Also, if you go from the app into the support tab, there is a new support case and you can create a new case and you can put in your questions, your email address, and whatever question you need to learn about. But that's right next to the client base too. So, or the knowledge base, you can watch any videos or tutorials or anything that you need. Or if you have something specific, go to the support tab, or you can chat with us online, or you can always call our support number and talk to somebody in our client support.
Because we really want you to be able to use these features. So we want it to be easy for you. So thank you so much. This was great information and we can't emphasize enough how important it is to communicate in these ways. Like, here's the thing, like the reality is, if you're not already doing it, you're already late to the party.
Yeah.
Like, this isn't new technology by any means, right? So if you're not doing it, you're late to the party, and that's okay because you start now.
Yeah.
Like, there's your power, but like get started, take action. Like, so my thing is to tell you to take action, right? That's what we want them to do.
Yeah, that's right.
Do you have any like real success stories from any of this that we can share? Like, our salons, like, you know, how has it improved? Have we seen an increase in sales and things like that?
Yes. So there are salons that, especially for a salon that's coming from phone calls where they're just getting voicemails and leaving messages all day and they're not able to communicate those things, or they're not doing it all, you're putting the information in front of your client and letting them see it. So as long as you're putting it out and just starting somewhere, just join the party, come to the party and start somewhere, you're going to see that return on the time.
And like we also said in the beginning, it is allowing your salon coordinator to do really important marketing initiatives and things within your salon other than answering the phone, canceling appointments, changing appointments, things like that. So
yeah, absolutely.
Awesome. Thank you so much, Lori. And we'll tease you guys with, we're going to be coming back with our next episode from Lori. Tell them what it's going to be about.
So our next coming topic is going to be over Inventory management.
That nothing sounds less sexy than inventory management. But if you care about your dollars, you're going to listen to the next episode about inventory
management.
Going to
be good.
You there.
Thank you, Laurie. Thanks, Lisa.